The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Mark. Jesus said to the crowds, "This is how it is with the kingdom of God. It is as if a man were to scatter seed on the land. It would sleep and rise night and day, and the seed would sprout and grow. He knows not how. Of his own accord, the land yields fruit. First the blade, then the ear, then the full grain in the ear. And when the grain is ripe, he wields the sickle at once, for the harvest has come." He said, "To what shall we compare the kingdom of God? What parable can be used for it? It is like a mustard seed that when it is sown in the ground, it is smallest of all the seeds on the earth. But once it is sown, it springs up and becomes the largest of plants and puts forth large branches, so the birds of the sky can dwell in its shade." With many such parables, he spoke the word to them as they were able to understand it. With the parable, he did not speak to them, but to his own disciples, he explained everything in private. The Gospel of the Lord. Jesus spoke in parables, not because he doesn't want people to receive the truth, but you understand that most of the people doesn't trust him because they say he is only a carpenter. But for those his disciples, simple-minded people, they accept, and so Jesus will speak clearly on what he had said in the parable. And then in the parable this time about the seed, he said the kingdom of God like a seed buried in the ground, and nobody knows how it grows. With water, sunshine, fresh air, it grows. That, he said, this like the church. Many people sow the seed, like Peter, Paul, Apollo, but eventually, with the help of the Lord, it grew. We don't know how. Even many were persecuted, but it's only God who works. That's why St. Paul, in his letter to the Corinthians, he mentioned once, because by that time, St. Paul has a very good collaborator, Apollo. And Apollo is a good speaker. So many people try to just listen to Apollo and not following Paul. Well, for Paul, it's okay. But for Paul, he says, all people have a different charisma. I sow the seed, and Apollo water it, but growth comes from the Lord, not from me, not from Apollo. So make them understand the main source of our salvation is not for the speaking, but for the word of God from Jesus itself. So let us always go to the root. Jesus wants us more be united with him through his words, through his Eucharist, so that day by day we grow more and more. Like what St. Paul says, today is not that I live, but Christ lives in me.